pacing through the night.
Time for the Mona Show to work its way out of your ears and make way for Alan. Ask Alan is up next. You're going to get to ask him all your questions, get clarity on your life. Holly Golightly finished us off with There's an End. Inner City, Detroit Magic brought you Good Life. Kind of tangentially related, Kevin Saunderson and DJ Minx are doing like a Detroit B2B tonight at Paragon. Kevin Saunderson bought Paragon and is playing for like $20. Amaze. Musk and Helen Salvin in that set brought you Dance, Dance, Dance. You heard the Johann Albert remix. And some classics in there. Keep On Moving and Grooving from Atlantis came after the Gap Band early in the morning. Banjo Dohale in there brought you Kilo. That was the English version that you heard. And Erasmus brought you T. Ricordi Di Me. Tom Tom Club covered Under the Boardwalk. And Funboy 3 collabed with Bananarama to cover It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. Udo Kier, Rest in Peace, brought you Der Adler. Docker and Grinzer covered I Want to Be Your Dog, which came after Me and Madonna from Black Strobe, and topped off this set about an hour ago with Baxter Dury on Heavenly Records doing Alberoni from his same titled album, definitely on my top 25. Top of 25. I didn't make a 25. 25. That would be clever, though. My name is Mona. You are tuned in to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a gorgeolini rest of your weekend. I forgot to say rest in peace, Pam Hogg. I played some stuff in tribute to her at the beginning of the show. And also, very sad, rest in peace, Jimmy Cliff. So many losses. Should we play a little Jimmy Cliff before we play? We're not going to play Ask Alan. He's going to be here and you can ask him questions. But that's a fun game. Ask Alan. I hope you do so. We've got a little bit over a couple minutes, so hopefully we can get most of this Jimmy Cliff in here. Thanks for listening. See you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye now.
If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Michelle. Yes, you got problems, ask Alan. I'm styling.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamonds and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do. It'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Alan out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is Eagle Talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Alan. Yes, you know, the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Alan. You get hit with claws out, baby, it's Eagle Talon. Eagle Talon.
Yeah.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm Wildin.
I'm Wildin.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Yo, let me get this out of the way early. This is Alan. This show is called Ask Alan or Axe Alan, depending on who you ask. But I don't want to forget this later. VV is filling in for Downtown Soulville at 8 p.m. Great fill-in. VV's awesome. And Gaylord, talk about a pinch hitter. Gaylord Fields filling in for Nate K and Burn It Down. Not the proper order of things, but I just wanted to say that at the beginning of this show and put the needle on the record coming up at 7 p.m. My name is Alan. This is Ask Alan, advice on any topic. I'm not qualified. Where's my... I'm so not qualified that I lost my notes. Where's my weed juice? Oh, I left the weed juice out. Hold on. Weed juice. I need my weed juice. It's the holidays. Okay. Oh, left the weed juice out in the lobby. You can go to WFMU.org, playlist and comments board. Hold on, I need a swig. Celebrated a little Blackout Friday with Mona. That was awesome. Jeremy left me a 60, gifted me a 60 milligram weed juice last week. So what do you do with a 60 milligram weed juice? You either got to put it in ice cube trays. I can't drink that. So I gave some to Mona, poured in about maybe 15 milligrams myself into an iced tea, and I'll bring the rest home. And here we are. This is Ask Alan. We give advice. Unlike Ann Landers or that jackass Dr. Phil, I have no qualifications. Zero. I'm unqualified. So you should call 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Let me put that on the... In case you forgot. 201-209-9368. If you want to leave a message on the Ask Alan answering machine for next week, you could do that at 973-352-7908, but we'll talk about that later. Give a call. It's the holidays. You might have some post-Thanksgiving trauma that you need to... talk out. Need to work out. So give a call, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. That should not be in mono. Who put the phone line in mono? Oh, God. Get off. There it is. The light's out on the phone channel. That sucks. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Axe Allen. It is the rough terrain of the holidays. Gift giving is going to start becoming a thing. So maybe you got some gift giving trauma. It's Blackout Friday. I don't give advice unless you asked for it, but I bought nothing today. It's a great time to tell corporations to kiss off. The winter months are coming. It started to really feel that chill today. Windy. In downtown Jersey City, I busted Tico's coat out for the first time, his winter coat. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is an advice show, and the calls suddenly are coming in. Hello, are you on the radio?
Yes, hello.
How are you? Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Mark from Brooklyn.
Mark from Brooklyn, how can we help you this evening?
Okay, need some advice on gift giving.
Oh, yeah, gift giving. I like gift giving calls.
Yeah, it's my mother's 90th birthday. I'm wondering whether I should just give her cash or nipple clamps.
Wow. Well, I'm going to go with the cash on that one. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing? What do you need? Advice?
Yeah, I've been doing this for the past 2 years, I think. Maybe I started the year before. I just, like, you're good with, like, the PC stuff, definitely, like, what's appropriate. And I, like, you know, I kind of lose touch with that more and more. So, all, like, my black friends, not, like, people that I don't know, but friends, I like to say, hey, man, listen, have a good Black Friday today, all right? Like real serious, like it's an Edgar Everett's anniversary or something. And, like, is that inappropriate, do you think? Because I think it's funny.
You mean, like, listen, if you have African-American friends, they will tell you, you know, we all have, there's a thing called know your audience. You ever hear that? Like,
yeah,
it's an expression like know your audience, where you know, you know these people a long time. They're going to tell you if they're offended by something. It's not the kind of, like, it's just not the kind of humor that you should beat to death or use on a regular basis, because it starts to become like, why do you got to kind of keep making light of that?
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, so it's like, well, I don't know, like, why bother?
I think it's socially. Like, I think it's hysterical. Like, it's only comes once a year.
But you might think it's hysterical, but and your friends might not think it's as hysterical. They might not be saying anything, or maybe they do think it's funny. My point is, just don't do it all the time. It doesn't need to happen. I got like...
You mean like next year?
Yeah, don't do it. I don't know. I'm just saying, okay. It's the kind of humor that's like, don't beat it to death. It's not really that funny.
Well, it's probably two things. There's stereotype, and then there's like hatred, like with like the racial jokes and stuff.
Sure,
you but it's funny.
Nowadays, it's funny to you. All right, I got like four calls coming in. Thanks for calling.
Wait, cool, man. No problem.
Hi,
getting advice from Alan.
Whoa. Hey, don't curse. Hi.
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is James. I live in South Orange, but I'm calling you from my mom's house in Connecticut.
Hey, I like the village, South Orange Village. All right, how can I help you tonight?
Yeah. Got a very basic leftovers question for you, and we're trying to figure out what to do, and I figured we might as well call Ask Alan. Right?
Well, fantastic. I love leftover questions. As I sip my weed juice, go ahead.
That's not what we had for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we got, you make the sweet potatoes casserole and you bake it in the oven. Then you put the marshmallows on top, and you don't bake the marshmallows in the oven. You do it with like a little like torch, you know, just to brown them. So it like got cooked originally in two separate kind of steps, right?
You're doing this in a trailer park?
That's not relevant.
I'm only, no, it's not at all. I'm just curious. All right, no, go ahead.
No,
it sounds delicious. Go ahead.
Not in the trailer park. All How right. do we reheat it? How do we reheat it when it got cooked in two separate steps?
Oh, boy. You know, I'm not an expert on mashed potatoes blowtorched with marshmallows.
You're not an expert on anything.
Anything. I know, but yeah, right? I have to think about, like, if I didn't, like, if I, you know, what would I do? I think I would just preheat an oven to, like, 300 and, or maybe, like, 300 so it'll cook all the way through. It's not going to be like it was the first time, but sometimes things are better the second time when you do something a little bit differently. So
I
think my instinct is I wouldn't microwave. I think I would preheat the oven to like 350 and I would see what happens. As soon as you start to get the aroma in the room, go for it.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
I'm sorry about the trailer park joke. I just told the other guy don't make inappropriate jokes and that I made one.
Okay. Have a good night.
See ya. How's it going? You're on the radio. It's Alan. Don't curse.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Who's calling?
My name is Lear, and I'm calling about my parents-in-law. They are not giving out recipes. They are amazing cookers, and I really, really want for them to get me the recipes, but they're just making excuses and saying, no, you cannot do that, but of course there is a recipe out there. So how do I make them give me the recipe?
Oh, so they have really, they have their secret recipes that they don't want to share with you?
Yes.
And this is your in-laws? This is your spouse's parents?
It's not that the recipes are secret so much as they won't be specific on, like, amounts. They refuse to quantify anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Put your partner back on the phone. Take the phone. Hello? You there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
All right, so they, maybe they don't have amounts in the brand. So it's your in-law, it's a bonding opportunity. You can make these recipes with them. You could say, can I make it with you?
That's a good idea. You got it, you are qualified.
Right, I just wing it and every once in a while I hit the mark. But yeah, that's the kind of thing where you get a chance to bond with your in-law. And at the same time, learn the recipe. And then you might find out that they really don't want to give the recipe up because it's the secret recipe. But then you got to guilt trip them and say, hey, don't you want these family recipes to live on into the future in our family? Like, don't we want other people in the family? So bonding opportunity and say, can I make it with you so I learn how to make it?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Let me know how that goes. What are you making, by the way? What's something that they make that you love?
Oh, they make amazing apple pie. They my father-in-law, he's like amazing baker, and my mother-in-law, she cooks everything amazing. If it's it's like everything they do is amazing. Sorry, my English is a bit.
Nah, your English is fantastic. All right, great. So I say guilt trip while you are cooking with them.
Right. And also they kind of say, oh, we're using like very, very good ingredients. They're like kind of hinting I cannot afford it. And they're correct. I cannot afford that.
Oh.
So maybe it's like.
maybe they're the in-laws and you're going to be cooking with them. So they can buy the ingredients since they love it. And then you could split it and then they take half and you take half.
Amazing. That's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good night.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Solving the world's holiday problems. Bringing families together here on Ask Alan. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I just decided that since Jeremy left me 60 milligram weed juice, and it is Blackout Friday, maybe it's time to, hit the juice. So I'm hitting the juice. Oh, perfectly timed. This is actually the Weed Juice instrumental made by Go-Go Surfer, Mr. and Mrs. Laura T. Esquire. Used to frequent my radio program. 201-209-9368. 201, my other radio program. Ooh, I think it's starting to hit. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Tico is in the building, and the calls are coming in. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Dino. What's up?
Dino? Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody else. All right. What's up,
no,
Dino?
No, it's me.
Dino?
Hey, I just want to say, first off, I went to Double Trouble earlier this week for the first time, and I loved it.
Oh, great. Isn't that a cool trail? I was there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was a warm day, and had like the cool mist coming off the streams and everything. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you really get an introduction to the Pine Barrens. And did you check for ticks when you got home?
I did, but it was good. all clear.
Yeah, good, good, because they are there.
So I do have an advice question. I realized I think a little bit about too much about the past and the future and not so much about the present as I should.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you have any advice about that. Like, I'm very nostalgic, so I kind of, you know, delve into the past or thinking about the past. I watch a lot of old movies and don't get into, you know, a lot of newer stuff, you know. And then on the flip side of that is I'm kind of like, I don't have kids. I don't really want kids, but, you know, worried about the future and like, oh, who's going to take care of me when I'm older and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like focused about current things and getting into, you know, current relationship and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
just focused on the present.
So how can you focus more on the present and less on the past and the future?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's hard because so much of what we do is depending on what we've already done or what we mm-hmm. expect. But it really is, you know, there was the few pretty hardcore bouts of depression I've gone through in my life, I really tried to avoid, and I did avoid somehow, meds for, you know, mental health.
Right.
And
I want to do the same thing.
I was very close and it might've worked, and I'm not against whatever people do to feel better is great, you know, but I, at the time was able to avoid it, I was seeing a therapist at the time and, really trying meditation, and that therapist was a total, I didn't like. Our interactions were terrible, but he introduced me to a book called Wherever You Go, There You Are, which is all about like meditating to sort of focus on the present. So my
okay.
very short, it's an easy book to read. It's definitely like Buddhism and meditation for Western people. And my very simple one piece of advice is give that book a shot. Wherever you go, there you are. And it sort of forces you into this cycle of meditating that makes you think more about the present, because it's really important. That my dog makes me think about the present, because every time I'm with him, I'm like, I am so lucky right now that I have Tico. I got like this, the wonder dog, the Dalai Lama. It really is like having a Buddhist monk for a dog. It's crazy. So maybe something, and you maybe recognizing what you do appreciate in your regular life and reminding yourself of that on a regular basis, the things that are very, very special to you, and then stopping and saying, right now, this thing right here is really awesome, and I am, you know, acknowledging it right now. How's that?
Oh, that's I like it.
All right, wherever you go, there you are, and just thinking about the things that you value in your present life. And at those moments, recognize them. This is great right now. I am living in
right,
the moment.
That is something I try to, you know, when I'm in one of those moments, try to actually acknowledge it and say, hey, you know, this is good.
All right, good. That's awesome. And then
thanks, Alan.
You got it. And I was going to say something else, but I don't remember. So bye. Thanks for calling.
Oh, sorry.
All right. going all Buddhist here at Ask Alan. It is important to live in the moment or to acknowledge what you appreciate in the moment. It's hard sometimes. It's where we were talking about with Mona earlier, how the climate of this, the when you look around and realize that like 35, 38, 40% of the public worship really, really sick, demented, mean behavior, it makes it really hard to appreciate the present. But hopefully you have things going on in your life that are worth valuing, and yada yada yada. I got the Dalai Lama right here in studio, Tico the Boosh. Somebody earlier said I thought that was gonna be a serious call. His mom's 90 and he said, do I give her money or nipple clamps? I hung up on him. And I call that to start a show off. My dad's 90, and I appreciate him every time, every day we talk, and get to see each other, hopefully, like every once a week. And I live in the moment when I'm there, because life is fleeting. 201-209-9368. Let's change the the bed music as the weed juice settles in, not even halfway through. Ask Alan. Whoa. Turntable's going a little bonkers on me. 201-209-9368. It's the holidays. The holidays. Family. Is the bad economy getting you down? It's just the ominous feeling that it's all going to come tumbling down. Feels pretty certain that it will, because the powers that be are at the helm just have no idea. They almost want it to, it seems like. Maybe that's bumming you out and you're trying to cope. Maybe you're looking for new work. Maybe your work prospects are a little sketch. Maybe you're thinking about getting a pet or a dog. Mona, we talked about getting a dog. That's exciting. You know, it's a big responsibility. I don't like leaving Tico alone. It's a big decision. It affects your social life, or it should, because you got to really think about what that pet is going to be doing when you're out gallivanting around the big city, going to shows, hitting the pipe. So, yes, getting a pet could be life-changing, but it's a big decision. As I hit the weed juice. It's been a while. On the radio, anyway. Grooving.
Sorry, Tico.
Woke up the boy with that weed juice shell. I'm thinking about getting some, like, people who actually know what they're talking about on speed dial for certain calls. Like, if somebody calls me up, they ask me about, like, gear, what amp should I get? I'm thinking about getting this guitar, but maybe I should get that guitar. I'm not the guy. I'm pretty rudimentary in my technological knowledge. So I was thinking about having my friend Adam on speed dial, kind of like the way Mr. Rogers used to have people he would call. I don't know. Maybe. Let me know what you think about that idea. And also, I got a call. The opening track, the theme song to Ask Alan, is Ali Bang. He's like a badass freestyle rapper that used to be in the Outlaws, which was like Tupac's side projects when Tupac came east. And Ali Bang was one of these Outlaws. He lives in my neighborhood, and I asked him to write a theme song for Ask Alan. And I want to call him up and talk to him about that opening line. It's a little hairy, that opening line. So maybe one day we'll call Ali Bang and talk to him for a few minutes. But in the meantime, this is Ask Alan, and we give advice on any topic, except real estate and stocks. Because I am not an expert on any topic, but I might intentionally give you bad advice on those things because I hate talking about them so much. So give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Got to be some holiday post-Thanksgiving drama stress that is concerning you. And then, oh, also muy importante, the WFMU.org playlist and comments board. Often the wise WFMU listeners have much better advice than I do. So if you call and you're looking for advice on something, definitely check in on the playlist and comments board to see and get some better advice than what I may be able to give. 201 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Maybe, you know, COVID sort of knocked people out of, like, cycles. Like, I was way more social before COVID. And then I got into that loop of that COVID loop where I just got really comfortable at home. And so maybe you're trying to break out of that COVID loop. Maybe you've been off the out of the dating scene for a while. I've been out of the dating scene for a while. Not for any reason in particular. But I think I got to start working a little harder on that. I don't want to go on the apps, man. I'm not going on the apps. But maybe you need some app advice. Maybe you're on the apps trying to make it work. So 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Maybe you had a real sketch Thanksgiving. My friend Max wants to know what was your least favorite addition to your Thanksgiving meal. Personally, our turkey, I thought, was a little bit salty yesterday. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Oh, look at this. There's a little guy here, a live board guy. Wonder who made that. Jim the Poet must have made that. I have to talk to Jim the Poet. Oh, Jim the Poet and I are filling in on New Year's Eve for Sydney from 9 p.m. to midnight. So that'll be a music show, but we'll probably take a few calls. Special night. So make sure you mark your calendar down. We will be in here partying up with Tico. Meanwhile, just a reminder, Vivi is filling in at 8 p.m. and wait, 7 p.m. No, yeah, 8 p.m. Oh, calls are coming in. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Dave.
What's up?
And I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Oh, nice.
Where it's cold.
Yeah, I bet it is. It must have really dropped down the past few days, right?
We even had some snowflakes. It was very depressing today. Very depressing. So.
Well, it's New Hampshire. You kind of got to look forward to the snow a little bit, right? Otherwise, you're going nuts.
Exactly.
So, how can I help you?
I'm calling, like, with a comment as much as anything about, look, I love listening to the radio. I'm not big on streaming. I like to not know what's coming next, that kind of thing, you know. And mm-hmm. I love FMU. I mean, I listen to Wake and Bake every day, and I listen off and on during the day. But I also listen to other stations, and like mostly music oriented public radio, like WXPN, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't take it anymore. There's so much filler, redundant new music that they play. It's starting to drive me crazy. I mean, the whole Mumford and Sons and Hozier and Waxahachie and stuff. I mean, it's like, it's too much.
So,
it all sounds the same.
So, and, but then when you turn to FMU, you're good? You're all good?
Yeah, I mean, but not, I can't say, because, you know, because some people who are DJs on FMU like to, you know, kind of go way off the track sometimes, and it's not like what I want.
You're looking for a little medium from the mainstream and the way off the rails?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing about FMU, though. You're always going to be able to find, you know, but yeah, you want to listen live. So you want to be able to turn to something live on the radio all the time and find something you like.
Well, I understand music is subjective, and I'm not going to like everything. I can dig that. It's just that there's so much stuff, I mean, that's just bad, and it all sounds the same. Like, I mean, you know, like WXPN and KCSN in LA, they used to play like more real indie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, have you noticed that there's mainstream indie, you know, just like a whole new branch of indie that's like on adult album oriented radio, you know, that's like,
yeah, I don't really catch much of that radio, so I don't really know.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah, so you, I get you. You're not. You're a little disappointed with the state of music radio nowadays, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's,
well,
it's you know.
Thanks for expressing your views, and I hope that gets better for you. In the meantime, just keep tuning into FMU, even when you hate it. Maybe you'll like it.
Well, I'm here. I am calling at you because I've been listening. So right on, man.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
All right. Later. Great.
Bye. Guy's mad at radio. World's gonna go into hell in a handbasket. I get it. A lot of crappy stuff to listen to out there, but yeah, I don't know. Wasn't an advice call. I'm glad because I don't know. All I would say is, well, just keep listening to FMU, even when you hate it. Listen to it anyway, or whatever. The weed juice is hitting. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Put the needle on the record. Coming up at 7 p.m., VV's filling in for Downtown Soulville at 8 p.m., Gaylord Fields filling in for Nate K. at 9 p.m., and you're listening to Ask Alan. Give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368, advice on any topic. Any topic, but you got to call. 201-209-9368. Pets, man. I hope Mona gets a dog. When I met Tico, we walked right up the street. He was being fostered at a high rise right up the street. And it was instant. That's why I'm not going to look at dogs right now. I'm going to need another dog in Tico's life soon, but I can't go right now because I know I'll just get it. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan.
Hi,
this is Asher.
Hey, Asher, what's going on? How you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
I've been doing good. Thanksgiving was, like, fine. There was a weird mac and cheese from Uncle Giuseppe's that didn't taste very good, but the mashed potatoes were good. I'm vegetarian.
Uncle Giuseppe?
Yeah.
And,
do not know what that is. Is that a me thing? I don't know if it's a chain store.
No, you said Uncle Giuseppe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say a meat thing?
I didn't know. I don't know if Uncle Giuseppe's a chain store.
Oh, I thought you had an Uncle Giuseppe. I thought it was your Uncle Joe. And I was like, wow, your uncle's hardcore Italian. Like, he still calls himself Uncle Giuseppe. I literally thought you were like, wow, your Uncle Giuseppe was at the house. He must be entertaining. That's really funny. So you didn't like
that? No, I think it's a store. I don't know if it's like a chain store or just by me or not.
Yeah, no, I never heard of Uncle Giuseppe's mac and cheese. Anyway, how can I help you tonight?
So Christmas is soon, and my grandma emailed my dad this morning, and she was like, hey, I'm going to give your family $1,000, do something fun with it, and we don't know what to do.
This is really, this is what's going on. Your grandmother's just giving the family, she don't want to deal with the gift giving. You guys,
we don't know what to do. She wants us to have a family experience.
But don't you want to go to Europe and see that band?
I do want to go to Europe. It is during finals week, so I cannot go.
Oh, okay. So that's off the.
That's gone.
Oh man, $1,000. That's not really enough for like a family vacation. Although it can take the edge off a family vacation that like the parents pay for.
Yeah.
It could really be airline specials and whatnot. So how many people in your family?
Four.
Your mom, your dad, you, and who else?
My brother.
Okay. And what's the most amount of time that you could get together as a group? Would you, like, if you were going to go somewhere, what do you think? Can you do like a 3-day weekend?
Yeah, we could. I think the like most is probably like 4 or 5 days.
Okay. So let's say between 3 and 5 days. All right. So are we thinking a trip or is it something that hasn't even begun to be discussed yet?
Probably some kind of trip, like to another state or something.
Okay. So, my bed music's running out. Oh, no, there it is.
Oh, man.
Freaks me out. So we got to think about what we want to make everybody happy here. The parents a little bit less so because it's more about the kids, but we want the parents to have a good time too, right? So...
Yeah.
What is, if you were to like free association, what's mom into?
I don't know where she likes to go. They both, all of us are big beach people. But we all like going to the beach.
Right, but it's going to be too cold for the beach in the near future. So,
true.
Not where does she like to go? What is mom into? What is she like? What is what's mom's likes?
Oh God, this is she's listening right now, and I feel really bad. I don't know what she likes.
Wow. Oh, you want to put her on the phone?
I know. I'm a terrible kid. No, they said they didn't want to be on the phone when I told them I was going to call.
And all right. So I bet you're going to remember something and you're going to be like, oh, goodness.
Well, she likes reading. She's a librarian.
Does she like live music?
Yeah. Me and my mom both love live music.
Okay. What does your dad like?
He probably also likes live music.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's a very go with it guy. He likes a lot of things.
Okay, so do you and your brother have similar tastes and likes?
No, not really. He's a college student, teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what that guy likes either. He's a teenage boy. He doesn't like most things. He probably does not want to go on vacation, but we're going to make him anyways.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, my best friend Johnny Salami he went on vacation. His kids went on vacation with their mom to Costa Rica. They didn't want to go, and then they got back, and they absolutely loved it. So he'll be fine.
Yeah, that's generally how it is.
Yeah. So I like the idea of rapping. So are you nature people as a group? Is it the...
My parents are. I, can't walk that long because of issues. So, not really.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing nature. I don't like hiking or anything.
Okay, so we're not trying to go to, Vermont and hiking in the woods. Do you want to get somewhere warm for the winter?
I'd like to be somewhere warm. That'd be nice.
Yeah. And so, listen, I generally speaking, I wouldn't tell people to go to Florida. However, I have this weird love-hate relationship with Miami Beach, because the times that I've gone there, it is an actually beautiful, calm, blue, crystal blue beach, and there's a lot of culture and amazing restaurants, and if you get away from the real, real touristy places, I'm going to recommend midwinter when you're all freezing. Just get a nice hostel hotel right in Miami Beach, and it's just going to be fun. I don't know. I'm drinking the weed juice over here. I don't know. Does that sound like a terrible idea?
That sounds fairly good. I am very visibly queer, though, and I'm scared of Florida.
Yeah, but Miami's different. Miami definitely...
Is Miami different?
Yes, Miami is definitely different regard... I mean... It okay. All right. So why don't we go? All right. So maybe I'm asking what your mom and your dad and your brother like. What does Asher like? Where does Asher want to go? You're the caller. You're the one who brings the bread and butter to ask Alan. Where do you want to go?
We went to Cape May once, and I don't want to go back to Cape May because I don't want to go to the same place twice, but I want to go somewhere like Cape May. I miss Cape May. That place was great.
How about
you know Cape May?
How about Asbury Park? Yeah, I know Cape May well. Asbury Park is very queer friendly. The live music all the time. There's a great hotel there. I don't think I'm supposed to name places you should stay, but I could email you that off radio. And you could look at the schedule at the Stone Pony at any one of a number of different venues. I vote, even if it's winter, there's a great downtown with great restaurants, great live music venues, very, very, very gay friendly. So I'm going. It's not a big trip for you. It's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Asbury Park, New Jersey.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome, Asher. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
What do y'all think out there on the WFMU.org playlist and comments board about that tough chord? I don't know about the weed juice on Ask Alan. I think I got to keep my bearings, but I'm going to hit it anyway. It is the holidays after all. Got a nice unsweetened green tea mixed with about, 15 mil. How you doing over there, Tico? Yeah, somebody said the Silver Ball arcade in Asbury Park is awesome. You could spend a lot of time there with the family. Most people, most families can have a good time in an arcade for a while. Tons of live music. So yeah, I'm sticking with that plan. Even in the winter, Asbury Park is fun. All right. Got about 15 minutes more of Ask Alan. We had, there was, while Asher was on the phone, four calls were coming in. I think I should remind folks that I don't have a board operator. Not a board operator. I don't have a call screener. So, it's always a little weird when I'm on one call and I see four calls coming in. It makes me kind of want to rush the person off the phone, but at the same time, I don't want to be rushing people off the phone. So, point being, let it ring. What else you got to do? Put it on speaker and let it ring. If you are on the WFMU playlist and comments board, I had a thought there too, and I forgot it. See, the weed juice isn't good. It starts making me go, my mind turns into a pinball machine. Here we go. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Al, it's Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Mark. Where are you calling from?
Berlin, Maryland.
Say again?
Out in Eastern Shore, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. How can I help
you? Where I was at is I heard your one topic about the dating apps. Okay. What? I'm a 50-plus-year-old guy, and I am strong like you. I'm not prescribing to that yet. But here's my question. So do you think women that are age-appropriate, say, at my age, plus 55 are on those apps?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. I don't use
it. No, that's a fair question. No, I mean, judging by my best friend, Johnny Salami, he gets dates. He gets dates.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. That's no, positive. And he gets dates. And I think it's, he's in a similar zone there. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, people go through all kinds of things in life. And then when you're, there's... I should have a conversation about my aversion to them, because so many people, it's sort of revolutionized dating in a way, but I'm just so sick of being on computers and the phone in general. I don't know. It feels overwhelming to think about meeting people that way. I don't know. But what's your aversion to?
Well, it's like when I look at my aversion is like the self-promotion deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I'm more like, walk up, hey baby, my name's Mark.
You would say, hey baby, my name's Mark?
That works sometimes it don't.
Nice.
There's wins and losses, but that's not the only angle, but I'm just for sake of conversation.
Yeah.
Just moving forward. That's the world I came from. So this new world, because, I got younger kids, and that's where they're going. That's how they do it. That was the reason for my question, was along the line, so are women of my age, from what you understand, as you, obviously, totally, me understand that they are definitely out there doing that.
Yes, people of all ages are out there doing that. I think people who've been married and have kids and then all of a sudden have to get back or hoping to get back into the dating scene and don't want to start going, in your younger life, you went to bars and you went to clubs and you went to, I don't know, whatever it is that we did before to go out and meet people. And then all of a sudden you're older and you have family. You don't want to do that. It probably provides a really good service. Hey, can we just go meet somewhere? Like it could direct a date to like a very specific, it goes past the having to meet this person. So I understand the self-promotion end of it. I think some people put very little on the promotional end of it. You'd be nice and say, I'm looking for this or that. And, this is where I'm at. So I get it. I still haven't been able to do it. And I don't think I'm going to do it anytime soon. I really like to meet people in the interests within my interests range.
Like, you know, go sign up for square dancing lessons and meet some, you know, I don't know.
Right,
and,
if you're into square dancing, you know, sure.
You know, and, you know, right on. Well, I appreciate it, man.
So what would you do if you, because you're averse to the apps similar to me, what would you sign up for in order to go out and meet somebody?
If it was, like, if I was to sign, okay, here it's limited. So most of the stuff, especially with my job, I get to meet a lot of people and so forth. So, but what I would definitely not do, it wouldn't be bar-oriented. No, like, not an alcohol thing or that type of thing. You know what I mean? So there's a more of an activity. I mean, like, I thought the great one was the WFMU swap meet thing, you know, where they did the records. You can meet somebody there. You know, it's just you have to. I get it. You know, and I don't think that I'm off base because I'll get out there and, you know, do my thing. And but to join, like I said, you know, hey, man, if there was square, you know, anything that has interaction with another adult.
Yeah. But, so far, the one thing you brought up was maybe the WFMU meetup. But and it sounds like part of the issue is, what am I actually going to do? Where, what am I going to sign up for? Where am I going to go? How am I going to meet people in my interest group, right? That that sort of can help me avoid using these apps. And it sounds like you're not really sure, right?
Well, it's like, you know, before the apps, there was, you know, it's not, there's plenty of dating out there. I got it.
Right, but it used to be.
Because in this part of the world, I'm like, okay, I'm open-minded. Let's get it going on. Because so now I got to sit down, I got to write the bio, blah, 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 all these things.
No. My point is, you missed my point. My point is, it sounds like part of the problem is you're not, because we don't want to go out drinking just to meet people anymore, right? What are the things that you want to do to meet somebody? And that's the list you got to make, and call me back next week. I got some calls coming.
Will do. All right, bro. Thanks again, Alan. See you, bud.
List. We're making lists here on Ask Alan. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, Alan? My name is Franklin. How you doing?
Hello, Franklin. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Haledon, New Jersey right now. Born and raised.
All right. A lifetime Haledoner.
Oh, yeah. Great town, man. Right next to Patterson. A lot of history over here.
Yeah, I like Haledon. All right, so what kind of advice you need?
So basically, I'm in a band, a local band, and we're gaining a good bit of, like, recognition and steam, you know, in the local community. We're called GWAC. I don't know if you guys have heard about us yet. GUACK, GWAC.
Okay, yeah. And so what's your issue?
Basically, I'm wondering, like, how do you take that next step? You know, we're getting a lot of shows, a lot of buzz, a lot of people talking to us, a little bit of that Instagram, TikTok virality and buzz there also. What do you think, like, the next steps to kind of tape? Is it kind of just keep pushing, keep shopping yourself and go, or is there something we're missing?
I mean, in today's music world, the next step is touring. Like,
touring, yeah.
Yeah, you have to find who in your band or is going to schedule a tour. And getting yourself out there to other parts of the world, it's a grind. And then trying to sell merch, like bands that tour and people really like them, they sell a lot of merch on the road. And it's merch is not off the money making, scheme. It's not. You could do it. So I mean, the short answer is, if you feel like you're at a stage like locally or regionally where you need to, how do you move on from here? You've done all the local venues and you've done them all five or six times and you have your local audience built in. You got a tour. It's time to tour.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about it. Definitely next year, kind of spring, we really want to get out there, Philly or, you know, some maybe New England or something. The other thing is we're going through bassists faster than we are bass strings at this point. So I guess maybe second part of the question. How do you find these like-minded individuals? I'm sure, you know, it's like being in a relationship with three dudes. Never easy.
Yep. I mean, we had this. I had this long conversation.
Any advice on that?
I had a long conversation with someone last week who band dynamics. When you're in a band where you're just grinding it out locally and you're not making like money to pay everybody for every show. If it's not just for the love of music and the love of your friendship, it's things come to a head. So, those things kind of keep happening, and then it just becomes whether or not the core group of people in the band want to keep doing it and keep filling those gaps.
Right.
But you're going to go tour, and the band dynamics is a whole nother conversation. I'm going to take another call, okay?
Hey, yeah, definitely, man.
Thanks for calling. Peace. The hell am I talking about? Hello, you're on the radio. This is Ask Alan. Hey, I have no qualifications whatsoever. Hi, Zach. How's it going?
Hey, doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How can I help you?
Hey, you mentioned the lists earlier. Mm-hmm. It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
For also some like introspective questions. What are your favorite reflections? You were talking about meditation earlier. Anything you enjoy reflecting upon, like a question or evaluation, introspection?
Oh, you know, I think in this really, really, really difficult time that we're living in, it's easy to just get really like down on the world and the human race, because the human race sucks, you know. But it's just really important to remind yourself that, you know, in the big scheme of things, nothing This is Ask Alan, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Fun tonight. Oh, we're really running out of time. Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam is coming up at 7 p.m. I got to start making moves here. Hold on. What do I got on this? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I'm having a good time. I hope you are too. This is Ask Alan. Advice on any topic from a uniquely unqualified purveyor. I'm starting to think about, I got to make swag for a marathon. I'm going to probably, maybe I'll do a Alan Asks You one of these days. I'm thinking about an advice book, just a little tiny advice book, but I don't know how to produce that and put that together. I'm going to have to ask one of the creative directors here at the Woof Moo. Maybe Michelle would add her 2 cents. This is Ask Alan. Ooh, I almost burped into the microphone because of the weed juice. Tico, we almost ready to get out of here? He didn't budge. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We have about 5 minutes, so we have time for another call or two, so you should call in 201-209-9368. Guy calling in and trying to avoid the apps, but at the same time wanting to get back onto the dating circuit. I feel your pain, but his first move was what was his name? Mark. Hey babe, my name's Mark. He's ready. This guy's ready. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ask Alan. Put the needle on the weed juice. Put the needle on the record. 7 p.m. VV. 8 p.m. Gaylord Fields. 9 p.m. Keep it on WFMU all night long, because why not? What else are you going to do? Eat your leftovers. I got a whole bunch of leftovers upstairs. I'll give Tico a little turkey before we bounce out of here. 201-209-9368. I want to take another call before we go. So it could be you. You've been waiting. You've been waiting. You've been wanting a call. You got that holiday question. You haven't had a chance to call yet. Now's your chance. 201-209-9368. Ooh, if you want to get on the Ask Alan email list, Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. And as mentioned earlier, if you want to leave a advice-seeking message on the Ask Alan answering machine, 973-352-7908. That's 973-352-7908. I'm not sure the weed juice is a great idea for Ask Alan. It gets me a little, makes me a little unsure of my answers. I'm like, should I be doing this on the weed juice? But I probably will. Maybe I just didn't do enough. That's probably it. More weed juice is the answer, not less. Hello, you're on the radio.
I don't really have a question. Can I pretend I have a question?
Yeah, yeah. Make believe. Just don't curse. Don't curse.
No. Do I sound like the kind of guy who would be effing curse?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to go. I got a question coming in. Hi. Oh. Damn it. I dropped that guy because he didn't have a question. There was another call coming in, and they weren't there. Let it be a lesson to me. 201-209-9368. We got time for another call. Hey, that guy called back without a question. As I hit the oh-wee-choo. Managia la guita morta. Friday night, holiday weekend. I guess Thanksgiving makes it officially the holidays, right? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This has been Axe Allen. Season him up at Thousand Islands. Really enjoyed doing this. Thanks for hanging out. And keep it. Oh, now see what happens that like five calls come in at when a minute left. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a 10-year-old daughter that has a birthday coming up, and she wants a samurai sword. And kind of on the fence if I should get a real...
Okay, I get it. This is my answer. I mean, I spent a lot of time in rural Costa Rica where, like, 3-year-old kids are learning how to work the fields with a machete. So I think if you trust your... if you trust... your child, and you know, you can have the conversation about being, you know, safe and not being an idiot. I say get the samurai sword. That's my opinion, and I am a completely unqualified purveyor of advice. I say yes.
You say yes. I should get my daughter a stainless steel samurai.
Yeah, in a really good metal sheath, and
that's really sharp and really pointy.
Listen,
with
I'm not
potentially like slaying her father while he's sleeping.
Would I endorse her slaying her father? No, I would not.
Yeah.
I do support you getting her a samurai sword. Have a good night. No more calls. Put the needle on the record. Coming up in 20 seconds. Thanks for being here. I am an unqualified purveyor of advice. This is Ask Alan. Put the needle on the record. Coming up now.
WFMU Radio. James is the engineer. I'm the DJ. He's the rapper. You know. His name is Senior Gigio.
Yes, I. Billy Jam, the man.
So we are here in Oakland, California. James the engineer is in Jersey City, New Jersey. We are most definitely a national thing, a bi-coastal thing, a hip-hop thing. And for today, the name of the show is Put the Needle on the Algorithm. I know you've got an opinion on algorithms. I know I do, and I'm sure everybody tuned in today does. If you do, jump to the comments and tell us, how do you feel about the algorithm? I want to say that this show is dedicated to Timmy D's Nuts. Should be tuned in right now.
Timmy
and I bet D's. He's got a beer in one hand and a joint in the other. Hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. For today, we're going to have a special guest, Mark Hurst, weigh in. Mark Hurst, who does a great show on Mondays. More about that, him, his show, and his opinions, his take on algorithm, because he is an expert on all things tech. He knows. So for today's show, you know, I've been going digging in the CD crates, going through like radio versions, Senior Gigio, trying to find stuff. And I kind of have them like, so a lot of stuff I'd had in New York, and I packed and mailed them from New York back to here. So I'm going through boxes. So I realize I'm in like 2006. So I got a bunch of stuff from 2006, as well as other years in the 2000s, plus some from the 90s, and also some French stuff today. But we're going to start out with Acid Rain. Time and Change, the name of the album. It dropped back in 2006 on Alpha Pup Records. And we're going to start off with the track that samples Jim Carrey in there. It's called Too Cool for School, and you're hearing it right here on WFMU.
Nice.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
Bathing off the southern coast of St. Bart's with spider monkeys for the past 2 weeks. Tripping on acid changed our whole perspective on shit.
La mort n'est pas une fin, mais un commencement. Une issue de secours, fuyant ce monde dément. Qui un soir d'hiver s'est ouvert sur un être cher. Laissant sa mère dans son âme et sa chair. Mais elle n'est pas morte, non ne pleurez pas. Elle sait maintenant ce que nous ne savons pas. Et siègera dorénavant auprès des plus grands. Ceux qui ont fait du monde, ceux qui l'est maintenant. Mado, où tu es à présent, tout est bien plus beau. On ne tourne plus le dos à ta couleur de peau. Et de là-haut tu dois savoir que juste un peu plus bas, ton absence laisse un vide qui ne se comble pas. Non, elle n'est pas morte, elle s'est endormie. Elle s'est éveillée du songe de la vie. Flirtant avec les brises et les alizés, se jouant des frontières à ne pas dépasser. Pourtant elle est là, elle n'est pas partie. Vivant encore au plus profond de notre esprit, elle y restera jusqu'à la fin des temps. Car la mort n'est pas une fin, juste un commencement. Paix éternelle à ceux qui ne sont plus en cet endroit, qui réchauffe toujours nos cœurs quand dans le leur il fait froid. Peace.
When it all began, I made the whole planet rock with Africa Bang. I had Melly Mel's back when he was by the edge. I used to wear them big suits with the talking heads. And yes, I know the ledge, I got the juice. I put the bang bang boogie in your girl's caboose. I told Big Bang Hank not to eat that food. I told my man Biz Markie not to be so rude. I said you can't pick boogers at the Albee Square Mall. But he was too busy bugging out with Prince Paul. And his God is my witness if my name ain't Jack. I told AC/DC to come back in black. And I was with Professor X when he called y'all a sissy. And then I went and drank some Brass Monkey with the Beasties. And after that, me and Rick Rubin said, dang. We went to go chill with Rakim, who was thinking of a faster plan to move the crowd. And I was with James Brown when he said it loud. And I was with Dilla when he chopped the break. I told Extra P to tell you that your funk was fake, yeah. And I was with Tip when he met Bonita. I told Volume 10 he should hide the heater. Cause pistol grip pump on your lap at all times. It's like a wet dream for the flicking one time. And whoop, whoop, I was there, I heard it. I told Ice-T he should try to reword it. But he was like, fuck that, rhyme paid. I was with Jimi Hendrix smoking purple haze. When Dre came along with the bag of chronic, then we all got high and made supersonic. Yeah, a little different from the gangster rap, but I was with him and Snoop when they made all that. In fact, I was the one that said that the DOC should write it. Drake knew I was right, but the label tried to fight it. But that's nothing new, I was there when Motown and Marvin Gaye had a crazy showdown. I told Berry Gordy that he needed to stop tripping and let Marvin Gaye come with it with new pimping. And then I told Jive they should free the clips. I told Puff Daddy he should give the locks the chip. In fact, I told Sylvia who ran Sugar Hill that she owed Cold Crush at least about a mil. Cause I was right there when they stole their rhymes and told the in-house band to replay Good Times. Yeah, I was even there when Dougie Fresh met Ricky. I was there when Run DMC MC Matrix, cause I was friends with Penn and Teller, who was friends with Jerry Heller. That's how I met Ren and Yeller. I told them they should get back with Q and Dre. There'll never be another group like y'all from LA. Yeah, cause I was there when they made Boys in the Hood. I told them let Easy rap it cause his voice sound good. Yeah, and if you don't believe me, ask Arabian Prince, cause he was with Egyptian Lover, they were both convinced. I told Sly Stone to quit his job and just sing, and I told Ludacris the very same thing. I told John Lennon he should leave the Beatles, and I was with Theodore when he scratched the needle. I was with Too Short when he met them freaks, and I was down in Tennessee with my homeboy Speak. Man, I was there, I swear, it really ain't fair. This is just part one, Jack Splash out of here.
Dress up, this is the life we chose.